The name of Chodesh Elul, which is the month that in many years starts on Shabbos Parshas Re'eh, such as it did in Tavshin Nun Aleph, it stands for, as many know, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. The first part of the verse, I am for my beloved, refers to the avoider from below to above. The second part, and my beloved is for me, v'doidi li, reflects the awakening from above, which follows. In other words, in Elul, we serve Hashem from our own power, taking a cheshbon tzedek, a spiritual accounting, and doing tshuva for what we do tshuva for, and spiritual improvements, achlotes toives, etc. All that's from below to above. And this generates the awakening from above, Isrus de la Ela. What's that? That's the law. Those are the lofty revelations of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's the way it's described in Chassidus. The Shalom writes that there's a connection between every parsha and the days when it comes out. Meaning, in our case, a connection between Parsha Sira'eh and the month of Elul. But whereas the emphasis in Elul is the avoider from below to above, because it starts Elul Ani L'doidi. That's how it all begins. That's the emphasis in Elul. The Parsha Re'eh begins with the opposite. It begins with a see, I am giving you today bracha from above to below. Bracha from above to below. So these are opposites. We ask the Shalom, what are you talking about? What does it have to do? Bracha from above and Chodesh Elul avoided from below. So the Rebbe explains this, that seemingly it's contradictory. And it first points out that although Chodesh Elul is a month of avoided from below, but the Rashi Tevis of Elul include both. Ani l'doidi and v'doidi li, from below to above, and also above to below is included in Elul. So Elul itself has the inyan of above to below. And more than that, in the avoid of Elul itself, the avoid includes both. As it's explained in Chassidus, that the month of Elul, Melech Besodei, the king is in the field, meaning, how is that explained? That there's a lofty revelation, but it's a hidden revelation, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. It's a very lofty revelation in Chodesh Elul, but it's hidden. But it's from above. It's coming from above. And this gives the potential to each and every Yid to bring himself through his own effort from below to be suitable to enter the king's royal chambers on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because it says the Melch goes out to the field and he comes back to his castle or his palace. And only the ones who are Yechides Gula, the special individuals, are able to enter. So the Koyach is given in Elul to every single Yid to be among those special individuals, the Mufchari Ya'am, the chosen members of the nation. Everyone can do that. Why? Because there's a hashpar from above in Chodesh Elul that enables us to do this avoided from below that will put us in that situation. So therefore, the Rebbe concludes that the avoided Elul includes both in Yanim, above to below, below to above to below. And the Rebbe says, and according to the Rebbe, the avoided of the person from below to above, which is Anila Doidi, is not on a lower level, as it is implied by coming from below, which is limited by the limitations of the state of the person, but rather, it is actually a higher level, above, which is above all limitation. This is because, as regards the true inner state of the Yid, the neshama of a Jew, which is chelik elokam mamamish, a piece of God above, the level of Yechida, he is in fact in a perfect state of unity with the Holy One, blessed be. Meaning that all he needs to do is reveal his true reality, that he is one with the Eibishter. This is accomplished by serving Hashem in a way which transcends limitation, avoida, which comes from the essence of his existence, which is that he is one with the Eibishter. And because this is the essence of the existence of every Yid, so it's relevant even at the beginning of his avoida. Having said all that, the Rebbe goes on to say, this is a quote now from the Rebbe, a little bit long, the Rebbe says, it is incumbent to publicize and awaken in every place the avoida of Elul, and with particular emphasis the inyan of Geula, which in fact permeates all of this avoida. It must be permeated and done with the spirit of the Geula, including and especially through learning Torah on the subjects of Geula and the Beis HaMikdash, amidst anticipation and complete certainty that immediately we are seeing with fleshly eyes that Hine Zebo, Melech HaMashiach, is coming. Simply put, to proclaim and to publicize in every place with words that come from the heart, that the Holy One, blessed be He, says through His servants, the Navim, to every single Yid, Re'ei, see, I am giving before you Hayom, today, Baracha. Until that literally today, Mamish, we see with eyes of flesh the Baracha of the true and complete Geula. And we should add and emphasize that this declaration and this declaring and publicizing of the above must also be via those who claim that they still didn't completely get it, meaning completely grasping and understanding in a conscious manner, since they also are complete in their belief. They are able, and thus they must publicize these things to others, beginning with their families, for surely they need not suffer from the fact that this matter is still not sitting well with him intellectually, and also all those who are found around him, every single Yid, and certainly through the proper effort, the words will be accepted and will bring about the desired effect, including also in the one who is proclaiming and publicizing, that by him it will be internalized properly, etc. I have to proclaim and publicize, even if I'm not completely with the Inyan. Rebbe says over here, yes, even if you're not completely with the Inyan. And perhaps if all of us took these words of the Rebbe seriously and acted on them properly, together with what Rebbe says, Parshas Pinchas, about being a Pnimi, etc., we need the publicizing to others and also internalizing by ourselves, and then we would already see with fleshly eyes all what the Rebbe is talking about here. And it's not too late. Hayom im b'kolo tishmo. Yichi Adonai Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach le'olam v'od.